I forgot. I'm Davin.
I'm Laura.
And we're talking about witches because it is still October. We have just read Slewfoot, and we're here to talk about all the crazy stuff that happened and to figure out why we would die as witches. What would we be accused of? So, I hope you're excited.
So many things. So I would not do well in a Puritan. I feel like I would be on a very Abatha trajectory.
Oh, 100%. The whole time reading from her, I was like, yeah, like, I get it. Okay. Same.
Absolutely. We would
be accused together. There's no shot I'm living. Like, if I didn't get accused, I would be shocked. Truly shocked.
Oh. In almost any time period in history, I would not do well, but this one. I would have been lobotomized. I would have been drowned as a witch. There's no way.
Do you want to hear some reasons that people were accused of witchcraft?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Most of these are reasons why we would die. The first one is being sarcastic.
Yeah. Is this a Spark Notes list?
Yeah, basically. I was like, wow, just right off the bat, dead. Totally. Yeah.
I also saw this and I was like, oh no. Mm-hmm. Not sarcasm.
Not sarcasm. My favorite is your milk curdled.
Well, that seems like it's not my fault.
Well, they would believe differently because witches make milk curdle, you know, not just timing it going bad and, you know, no preservatives.
And not having refrigeration.
And not having refrigeration. So, also, you just look like a witch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, warts, crooked nose, limp, hunchback, aka time, age.
Yeah. Being a woman over 40.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Witch.
And a childless woman.
Ah, witch.
Financially independent.
Witch.
Because, God forbid, there's no way a woman can make it without a man with her teeny tiny brain. Also, this one was surprising, not really in context, but like thinking about it later, but talking to yourself. If you were seen talking to yourself, you could be accused of being a witch.
I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, same. Very much same. Or you were left-handed.
Yeah, that tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously made a pact with the devil.
I saw one where it was like someone slammed the church door too hard and they were a witch because they shut it with the devil's steady hand. And I'm like, oh my goodness, can we not do this?
What was the one about birds? A flock of birds landed on you or your house or something?
It was like someone's head. Like a series of birds landed on someone's head. And it was like, you can't prove that this happened, but you also can't disprove it didn't happen.
I saw birds land on her head, and therefore...
That's what made this book so funny at times, was that, obviously, like, I think we've all heard stuff about the witch trials. Everyone read, what is it, The Crucible? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's read that, so, like, I think we've all... The mass hysteria, and I think I texted this to you, but, like... Anyone, like, once it got to the accusation phase, it was literally just like a Zach Bagans Ghost Adventures episode where everyone is like, me too, like, oh my god, she cursed me too, or oh, this burns me too, and it's like...
I felt a breeze.
What? Yeah, like, I saw her, she whispered in my ear sweet nothings and then came to me as Satan or something, like, I don't know. And it was just like, what did you get out of it? What did these people get out of doing
entertainment?
This? I guess.
And not being involved themselves, because once the first person is like, oh yeah, she gave me this witch talisman and it burns my skin, then if you don't say, oh my god, it burns my skin too, then you are a witch.
It's just so crazy, because like, I was thinking about that and, you know, it sucks, but I get it, but also like, you did solicit that item, so... sorry.
How dare you? Yeah, no. I was basically filled with rage from page one until, I don't know, chapter 15.
Okay,
I was just mad the whole time.
Yeah, I was... So, okay, we have had this on our shelf for a while. I think we've all had it since, like, for, like, 3 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had some certain... I wouldn't say, like, expectations, but an idea of what was going in. So, for you, was it what you expected, or did it differ? Like, how did it stand up to what you were hoping for?
I mean, I for sure had expectations of what mm-hmm. I wanted it to be. And it did live up to it. It just took, like, so long for me to get what I wanted, which was dead townspeople.
Yes, 100%. I will say it was kind of surprising to, like, it was all, like, at certain times, in a way, it was lighthearted when she first meets Samson and, like, yeah. Oh my god, look at the crops growing. Like, it was kind of sweet.
Me and my goat-legged bestie.
Exactly. And the weird fish boy who swims and the opossum boy who hates me.
I don't like the fish boy. And I really don't like the opossum boy.
Especially after seeing the photo of the opossum boy, I was like, I'm kicking you so far. I don't
all
care.
All three of them, folk. I need them. An arm's length away at all times.
I don't even want to look at you. That was terrifying. I was like, the no
way. Child faces on animal bodies, it should be illegal. I should sue.
You're going to sue Brom.
And then with, like, the beautiful artwork that's included, I'm like, yes. What a sheer nightmare this is.
Oh, it was so good, though, because it was fun to see, like, the different, because you have, like, Abatha as she is, you know, at the beginning, very dressed, very Puritanly, you know, with this stupid little coif cap and, yeah. like, covered neck to ankle. And then you show, I like Samson's artwork. I thought that was fun, like, the first iteration of him. And then
I love the way that they, like, portray Samson.
Sorry, yes.
I'm opening the artwork.
No, it was just so good. And then Slufa and the witch.
Like, look at me really... in my flower crown. And then, like, yes. Oh, you done messed up.
And then now here's the devil.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But I did like how, obviously, it's a very patriarchal society, but I was not expecting Abatha to be able to not get one over, but just kind of stay ahead to an extent of Wallace, or, like, kind of just give him, like, thwart him at different times. Like, I was expecting it to be more of, oh, your husband died, okay, now you're immediately indentured to Wallace. Not, oh, okay, we'll let you try to do it. And, oh, okay, no, you did pay him off, so it's right. Like, they actually, for all their faults, did see a little bit of logic, and then he just went insane and caused the entire town to die. Like, it was all his fault.
Yeah, I think her being, like, highly intelligent and not coming from a Puritan society mm-hmm. and then being introduced to it. And, I mean, she got lucky with her husband because he did, like, inform her of all the rules and whatnot. And I feel like yeah. she was in a better place to more, like, defend herself than a lot of women would be, because they were like, go ahead and read a book.
Oh my god, when it got to that part where it was like, it's illegal to read any book but the Bible, and I was like, dead.
So Puritans are boring. So and that's boring. That's why they had the witch trials, because they were like, I need some excitement. Everyone's a witch. Crush her with stones.
Well, did you hear the whole new thing that's come about? I don't remember. I've only heard about it recently this year, but they think that the reason the witch trials happened, at least in Salem, is because everyone was high off their butts off mold. Of, like, mold.
Mold on
crazy.
Bread.
Yeah. Can you, like, moldy bread caused so many people to, like, are you serious? That is insane. I think that's crazy.
It's so funny because it sounds like something from the plot of a book, you know, like.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And at the end, it wasn't all really happening. We were just on shrooms.
The worst ending ever.
But it could actually be a thing.
Uh-huh. Very much so. No, thank you.
I personally want to attend a witch trial. I don't know about you.
With how they're portrayed, especially in this, like, it's so, that whole ending scene, because, okay, you have, right, and I feel, at first I felt bad for who's the drunk guy's name that ends up being the one to, like, lead the witch trial. I don't remember his name because it's not important.
The drunk old man that's like, oh, I'm following cats around town.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I like how everyone is like, oh, he's reputable. The drunk who follows cats and, like,
started out
everyone's business.
His name is Ansel. That's he started right. out, like, very chill. Like, oh, he was always missing church and he would get in trouble because he's, like, following cats around the neighborhood yeah. looking for the devil's trail. And they're like, ah, it's just crazy old Ansel sniffing bushes and being weird.
And then they're like, okay, this guy is, you know, legit. Like, we're going to spy on Abatha, because they get to a point, like, that whole thing happens, like, when Edward dies, he falls down and the wild folk eat him. Wallace is like, cool, I get her property, you know, which is what he wanted all along, because he gambled it off to someone, and he's a big, dumb idiot who can't grow tobacco.
He's the worst.
He is, and I wish he died more horribly than the way he did.
And from chapter one, when he shows up there and he's like, oh, Edward, BTW, I know you're one payment away from owning this land outright, but instead, my farm is failing, so I've sold yours so that I can keep Dad's farm.
Yes. Like,
are your you mouthy wife.
God forbid your wife, you know, stands up for you. She's, you know, bewitched you, and it's not because I'm a jerk, it's her fault that you don't like me.
And so they have to, like, Edward, what is it? He's hunched? He's stooped?
Yeah, he kind of, like, they describe him as, like, having a hunchback, basically. Yeah, like, she gets off the boat and, you know.
Right. And so he has, like, low self-worth, I feel like, and he has lived his entire life letting his big brother boss him around, and now he has Abatha, who's like, no, no. You stand up for yourself. You tell him. So they, like, hatch this plan to try and derail Wallace so they don't lose the farm and go to church. And she's like, okay, here's what you say. Like, you're almost done paying. I don't remember how exactly they wrangle the law into it, but, like, they figure out how to be like, legally, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the preachers, reverence.
Yes. Whatever.
I don't know. I'm not a Puritan. Like, I guess three reverends run the town and make all the laws, and so it's the reverends who get to decide this.
Yeah.
Which is...
The ministry gets to decide if you keep your farm or not.
Bananas.
Yes.
And they're like, you're right, Edward. It is God's will that you should pay your last payment or whatever.
Yes.
But then we lose Edward in a devastating falling down a hole and getting eaten by the devil.
Yes. Incident. Oh my gosh. Holy cow. That part was interesting. Like, as, you know, they're trying to bring Samson back to life, and it's just like children whispering and all this. And he's like, no, let me sleep. And they're like, no, you must go kill all the people. You need blood. And Edward is the sacrifice. Unfortunately, that ends up feeding him.
Yeah, those initial, like, chapters where it's, like, the child animal floaty creatures, wild folk, talking to him, I was just like, what is... I need to move past this. I want Goat Daddy to be sentient now. I don't like this.
I think it was an interesting way to, like, bring it about, because I also wasn't... I kind of was expecting her to be accused of Edward's death, like, after reading the synopsis. I was waiting for that part to happen, and it never did. So that was also kind of surprising that they're just like, yep, he fell. You had nothing to do with it, when, like, a lot of people didn't like Abatha.
Right. Because she was, like, had the lowest standing in town. They always made her, like, the last person in church. But also, they were like, hey, can you please give me one of your urban spice bags to make yonder gentleman love me?
Yeah, because she was a cunning woman who was just someone who, like, or she came from cunning women who knew just
don't ask me for stuff.
And, yeah,
if you're gonna throw a stick at me because I asked you to stop throwing cow shit at this man you've changed up in the middle of town, don't ask me for a gift.
Goodbye.
I'm not helping you. No. I hope you love somebody else.
That whole thing, like, she's the last person who should have ever married into a Puritan house. Like, I know she had no choice. She was sold off. But I did like how, like, at every turn, no matter how much she was like, okay, I should not do this. I should not, because I know it's bad. And she just could not help herself, just arguing all the time.
I wouldn't be able to help myself either, because all of those people were dumb as a box of rocks. And
they
were
terrible.
I would have such a hard time being like, my hair did fall out of my bonnet. I will whip myself. You're right. I simply, I couldn't. The one rage from page one throughout the book.
Got me was when they're spying on Abatha, right before she's accused of being a witch, right? Because she has, like, paid off Wallace finally after he tried to derail her, which we can go back to. But the part where they're, like, spying on her and she was tending to the bees and then went to go weave that flower crown, but she isn't wearing her corset. And so, like, you can see her cleavage, or you just can tell she's not wearing a bra, or, like, you see her boobs, right? She's a woman, you see her breasts, whatever. And they're like, oh my gosh, like, she's using her feminine wiles. Like, no, you're just disgusting, staring at her chest.
I'm alone in my backyard.
On my property.
Go away.
Yes, correct. Like, oh, really? Seriously? Come on, dude. Like, give me a break.
The whole time. Just rage. So, Edward gets eaten, and they find his body, and they're like, oh no, fell down a well. They don't address that. Didn't he get nom-nommed on just a little bit?
Oh, quite a bit, but they never found his body, so, like, they never knew that. They're just like, there's no way for us to go get him, but there's no way he could have survived. Like, they just
buried, like, an old shirt in a box.
Yes, correct.
I forgot that they never found his body.
Yeah, so no one knew, and then Abatha finds out later that, like, you know, what for sure happened.
But, oopsie, my new friend ate him.
I did. I think it's interesting, though, how, like, that wasn't
a deal breaker?
Yes. Like, they didn't, you know, because she meets Samson, he stumbles on, you know, he was gonna kill her because, oh, you know, you're keeping animals, like, caged up, you know, as part of wild folk. He didn't like that. But then he's like, okay, there's something about you, because the moment that I think they were going to kill her, he touches her, and, like, they mind meld, share visions or something wild happens. And they're friends, and she's, like, kind of leery, because she's like, you're the devil, you're Slewfoot. And he's like, no, I'm not. I don't know who I am, but I'm not the devil, I can tell you
that. I don't remember who I am, but I remember growing stuff and being super chill.
Yeah, and I remember people, like, worshipping me, so there's no way that I am this devil. And then you find out, because he kind of, like, runs away for a month and then comes back, and during that month, he didn't, like, actually kill. It was the wolves that, or, like, they died of heart attacks when they saw him.
No,
like, that old lady.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, so that one.
The wolf.
Yeah,
the hunters.
He, like, scares a little kid and takes a bucket of berries. But before that, he's, like, he stumbles upon two hunters attacking wolves, and he does kill them.
That's right. Okay. I think you're right. Oh, at least he kills one, and then I think, because, like, that she-wolf, like, kind of comes in throughout, and I think she also did something. But then he comes back, and then I forget who tells, like, was it Forrest that took... Anyway, Abatha finds out that he's the one that killed Edward, and she's just like, nah, okay. Like,
yeah, because, like, the possum boy, it doesn't want them to become friends, mm-hmm. because he wants Samson to kill all the humans.
Yes. So that
the tree can grow and the wild folk can come back.
Yes. Because the wild folk have been murdered because they trusted the humans. Wild folk have magic. They gave them a taste of that magic. And then humans, being greedy, were like, we want more. And killed the wild folk for their magic. Yeah, because
hurt
we suck.
The tree. But now the tree is back.
The tree is back, but it can only thrive with more blood, and Samson is the slayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the one who is supposed to help and protect the tree so that it can grow the fruit that it needs to bring the wild folk back. I want that tree somewhere, to be honest.
Yeah, the whole time I was like, I would side with the wild folk, probably.
Oh, 100%. I was like, I mean, do it at this point. Like, you just look out, like, you have this beautiful, like, lush forest, and then you just look out at this gray, boring, smoky town. Like, which one are you going to choose, to be honest? Which would you choose?
It's forest. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
No job, only collect things from the forest. I almost said mushrooms, but I hate mushrooms, so not those.
Oh, I forgot. Yes. Laura would like a big basket of mushrooms, please. Thank you so much. You know what I couldn't get over either? The fact that their church service was 3 hours.
No.
I'm sorry. No, thank you.
I had a hard time sitting through the Batman movie because it was 3 hours. I am certainly not equipped to sit on a wooden bench for 3 hours in church. And they don't have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And the bench, they're just benches. I don't think they have backs. So, like, you're uncomfortable.
You're supposed to be uncomfortable. That's, like, their whole thing. They're like, be as uncomfortable as possible.
It's so funny because, yes, and then they're like, no adornment, no PDA. We must dress boring and not show anything. Unless you're, like, super rich, then because God blessed you, then you can be extravagant. And, like, I don't, there's such, like, disparity. It's just such a hypocritical, like, system.
I don't know
why I was surprised, but it was just,
that's
like,
the thing.
Really? Seriously? Like, oh my goodness. I could not survive in Puritan times.
No, I couldn't either. Especially, it's a lot of things. I don't like their little hats. I don't look good in hats, you know? I want to wear my hair down.
Reason number one, I couldn't be a Puritan. I hate hats. Continue. What else? Next.
I don't like manual labor. And I would be the one out of spite who's like, I will plant and pull out my own corn before I let you marry me off to your son, you freak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That whole part. He wants...
Your choice is what? Indentured servant or marry my son.
How about secret option number three? I'm going to make a pact with the devil.
Thank I'm going to marry the devil and...
become a forest witch.
Bees attack you.
Which is so crazy. Like, obviously, like, the hysteria gets built up, right? But Wallace is just losing his ever-loving mind because Abatha, he thinks she's stupid. And he's just like, I'm going to try this. And she's like, okay, cool. So, yeah, you did burn my crops and burn down my barn. But guess what? I have all this honey. So take it.
And I've already traded it for beads. And yes. So... too late.
Like, so sorry, this is it. And he's like, no, the agreement was for corn, and this isn't corn. I don't want
it. I love that the sheriff is like, shut up about your corn. Enough.
Yeah, he's like, Wallace, like, that's what was so good. Like, I wasn't expecting... you had a lot of obvious doses of, like, you know, the puritanical, like, hypocrisy that was very much there, but I wasn't expecting there to be some actually rational people like the sheriff and Reverend Carter to like balance it out.
There were two rational men and one mostly rational woman.
Yes.
And everybody else was
sucked.
A turd.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my gosh, that whole part. But I did enjoy seeing Wallace just lose his mind because...
yeah,
she
it was
winning.
Very fun because at every turn she bested him, and mm-hmm. you can just imagine him like tearing his hair out as he walks home from her farm when he's like lost again, and he's like, well, now she has to die. That's my only other recourse.
Yeah, my only other option is to accuse her of being a witch, and then
how did she get so much honey? Must be a witch. Time to go get the old man to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Catch her in
yes.
witchery. I also love that part of the reason why they started thinking something was going on was because once she started working with Samson and like growing the fields, she got super hot.
Yes, everyone's like, oh my god, you don't look like you're on the verge of death because you're starving. Like, you're
what
actually
a healthy
eating.
Glow you have.
Yes. When also people were mad because she's skipping church. Like, everyone thinks she's getting some favoritism, which maybe she was, but
she
like,
was.
You know, get over it. Sorry. You
she definitely
suck.
Was, but she was also a widow trying to run a farm by herself. Perhaps one of you could go out there with a plow and lend a hand. No,
and
doesn't seem very religious of you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. The whole part of her being accused of witchcraft, just like, look at, she is making a wreath with bones and flowers.
Right, she wove her hair into this crown, so she's obviously a witch.
And her cat, who has, you know, healed very poorly after being attacked by dogs, is definitely an
no.
imp.
Didn't somebody, it was like, Janice saw that cat get hit by a wagon and die, and she brought it back to life.
Yes, exactly. That was part
it's of like
the
It's like a one-eyed thing. Cat with a limp. Like, yeah, it got hit by a wagon, pretty obviously.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, it was dead. It's like, did you check it or did you just assume it was dead? Like, there's a chance it wasn't. And she just, what she really did was just heal him and, like, try to take care of him as he was getting recovering.
And she gave it the name of, like, a forest sprite or something. And they were like, which name, which cat, which...
Which?
Which farm?
Yeah. Oh, poor cat. That part made me sad, though, too.
Again, filled with rage.
Yeah, that whole part. But then it gets to, so you have, you know, her going through all of that. And then Samson, it was also, in such a short time, so much happened. I feel like you have...
It was very slow up until that point. And then when they kind of break off, like, it was slow. And you're like, oh, they're becoming friends. And they rode a broom through the sky together. And how lovely. And, like, the first 75% of it is kind of just, like, a Puritan slice of life.
Yeah.
But there's also a little bit of, like, magic and whatnot because Samson is there. But really, it's, you know... I have to go tend to the fields and I have to go to church or whatever. And then when you get to that point, Samson's like, oh, I have to go figure out who I really am. Yeah. And when he goes to do that, because she's won the farm, she doesn't need him anymore. He's free to, you know, figure out his stuff and she'll be there when he's ready. And so he leaves. And at that moment is when Wallace comes with the sheriff to...
Accuse her of witchcraft,
because they were there, but the day before, and they went to confront her, and shoved her, broke her leg, and she was like, storm of bees.
Yes, well, because Wallace was, like, about to kill her, like, he was going to murder her, and she finds out through Samson that if she touches, like, she's able to do spells, so she, like, touched the ground, murmured a chant, and bees only attacked Wallace, so then later they were like, well... Why did the bees only attack Wallace and not attack all of us? It's Wallace sucks. Get over it. Like, also, Ansel, what do you get out of this? What are you going to get out of this? They're not going to pay you because you found a witch. Like, why do it?
I don't presume to understand the thoughts of men. Don't ask me.
You're right. How dare I ask that? I just am like, where is the logic? It is not
But here. She should have attacked them all with the bees because that was a dead giveaway.
Oh, 100%. Like, if she had done that, then it would have been very, like, okay, well... But, it worked out in the end, because after Samson goes on his quest and finds Mamunapet, a.k.a. Spider-Man...
I have no idea how to say that name, and the whole time I was just like...
Oh, so I ended up... It was... Okay, so I'm... You know, as I was editing our last episode, I was like, you need to read it with eyes. I ended up doing some of it on audio, too, just to make sure I could finish on time. Yeah. So that's the only reason I know how to say his name, is nice. Because that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I... We are not a fan. Least favorite character. Do not send spiders to me, ever.
But they're so calming. They make you go to sleep. Sleepy time forever.
I don't want sleepy time spiders. There's a reason that I don't take melatonin, and it's because of sleepy time spiders. I don't want that.
Can you
get out of here?
Sleepy time spiders just sound like the what is the hat man, like the
exactly.
You know, it just sounds like one of those. It sounds like one of those.
Exactly. That's
night terror demons.
Uh huh.
Basically, so
sleep paralysis demons. Yeah.
There it is. Sleep paralysis demons. Yeah. He was fun, because Forrest is like, don't go to him, you don't need to go to him, and you're just like, Forrest is up to something sketchy, we don't like him, and then he was actually right the entire time, to be honest. Yeah.
I mean, Forrest was a little...
Punk.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, non-curse word.
I know, I could see your brain loading.
Where are you, non-curse word?
They're very far down.
He was, very because he was using... Samson to, like, get to his goal, and he didn't want him to get back his memories. He only wanted him to be the slayer or whatever. So, like, keeping him from
Mamunapet.
Yep. Was in his best course of action, because then he would remember that, like, yes, he might have been the slayer, but he is also a great provider, and
yeah. Well, that's what he needed, because, like, his whole chant towards the end is, like, I am life, but I'm also death. I am the Slayer. Because he's both. He was, like, helping Abatha grow things. He was like, this is who I am. Like, I love this. This is, I feel so good
about that. I love a flower crown, but I will also
slit a throat.
If I have to.
Uh-huh. Correct. And that's what he ends up coming out with, of, like, oh, I get it now. Like, I am.
Right.
I am both. I am all things. Yes. Uh-huh. And then that's when the havoc breaks loose and he comes back for Abatha.
Right. And so she does go through the whole trial while he is, like, with the shaman.
Yeah.
And so her stuff is over before it even begins. They're like, witch, you're a witch. We all talked about it in the barn, and you're a witch. And that's it.
So that's
it. Confess? Yes, confess. And she's like, no, girl, I'm not doing that. And that's when, I don't remember which one starts it, but they're like, oh, she gave me this bag of dried thyme. It's burning my skin. Witch. And then that... girl! that she helped. They were like friends, and she was trying to get with Wallace's son.
Yeah, Helen.
She is like, oh yeah, witch, she gave me this to win affection or whatever. It's also burning my skin. Everyone turns against her. Again, yeah. Probably out of their own fear that if they didn't, they would also be marked as a witch, because that does kind of happen. But yeah. So that's done. And then the reverend who has been kind to her, his wife, is like, okay, everybody stop. She's not a witch. You know that. She's a cunning woman. Look, she healed my daughter. My daughter was going to die, and, like, she's better. Yes. And they were like, wait a minute. You asked the witch to come into your house?
Mm-hmm.
You were consorting with witches? And she's like, no, you idiots.
She helped her. That was it. That was all.
But nope. And she opened her big fat mouth, and now they're, like, desperate to have her confess.
That whole part was so funny. Like, he's getting so mad. They're like, there's, like, that line where he was like, we went too far, but now we need a confession. And it's like, sorry, you suck.
And that was the thing. They went a step too far because they've now accused a minister or a reverend's wife. And if they can't get her to confess,
and they kill her,
then they're all in big trouble.
Yeah.
So this is when they pull out ye old squish with stones. And they, like, lay her down and keep piling big rocks on top of her.
Uh-huh.
And she's still like, no, I didn't.
I can't lie in the face of God.
Like, I'm not going to lie, because if I lie, then I'll go to hell. So I would rather you squish me than confess. And her daughter's like, but mommy.
And I was like, dude, why do you care now? Like, your lie got her in this mess, too. Because you said that you saw something when Abatha healed you. So you're part of the problem. Like,
but she doesn't care about Abatha. She just didn't want her mom to die. She told her mom to confess to witchcraft.
Yeah.
Or consorting with a witch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, because otherwise she would have died. So it's either death or you go into the stocks or the jail for a year. And
I'm going to die out of spite.
Hell yeah. 100%. Sorry. You want to do that? On conscience. On you. You'll get a comeuppance later. So.
Squish me.
Have fun.
I'm not saying it. You can't make me.
Mm-mm. I was reading, when I was doing research for, like, reasons why people were accused, there was this story or a blurb about a woman who was, I forget why she was accused. It was for one of those dumb reasons. And she was like, okay, well, if you kill me, you're going to drink blood later. And, like, 25 years later, the guy who, like, sentenced her to death died by choking on his own blood. So I was like, okay, that's how I would want to go out, is something like that.
I curse you.
I want to curse someone a la the Lighthouse Witches or this, and so sorry. Sucks for you. Hate it here.
And what happens is Abatha is like, you know what? I wasn't really a witch, but if you want one, I will show you one.
That was my favorite part. It kind of just reminded me of, like, okay, fine, like, make me your villain. You're going to do this? And okay. Right. Well, right, I'm gonna do it. Let me show you how terrible I can be.
Double down, because if you thought I was a witch because I planted crops or whatever and saved your children,
Now so, you are going to,
yeah.
I'm going to brand you as a liar by cutting an L into your head, which was what happened to Wallace's daughter, because she also accused Abatha. And they're like, no, no, she's just, that was what was so funny was, of course, these people are then begging for their lives. And it's like, where was that compassion when you were doing this to an innocent person?
Right. It's too late to bring that energy.
Yeah, like, you did this. Have fun having your insides now on the outside. So sorry. Not sorry, actually, for real.
Sucks to suck.
The whole part that made me laugh was when, because once, you know, Samson comes back to save her, you know, she's, like, very not doing well. So he's like, okay, you have a choice. You could either just live like this or you can join me. But, like, you have to walk a certain path if you are going to take my blood and be like me. And so she does it.
And she's like, let's go, girls.
Yeah, Shania Twain just starts playing and she just starts murdering people and kicking down doors. But when the magistrate, the one that was, like, freaking out after accusing Sarah.
The one who brought his dumbass chair with him?
Yes, that whole part where they're, like, where he's trying to get the... He wants to leave because he's a big old coward. And he was like, get my stuff. And they forget that in the wagon is Sarah in a cage still or in something. And he's like, why is she here? And he's like, well, we can't leave her. He was like, but where's my chair gonna
fit? Get this wench out of my wagon because I have to bring my chair back. It's a really nice chair from Europe.
From England, yes.
Get out of here. Like,
what do you mean? What do you mean? And then he's forced to cut out his own tongue. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that.
I did too.
That was a good one. And Wallace dies. Doesn't he die with the bugs in his mouth?
Yeah, bugs are eating him. Wood weevils, wood beetles or something.
Yes.
She, like, calls the bugs out of the wood in his house and they just chomp, chomp, chomp away at him.
Oh, that's right, because they're like, what he doesn't know is that there's, you know, many of them and they have really strong jaws.
Yum.
So, I guess that's not as bad or, like, as easy as I remembered it.
No,
I was like,
he's slowly eaten by little insects that hunger for man flesh.
Beautiful. I love it. No notes. Sign me up. I love that.
And at some point, like, around this, Samson is like, all right, well, you're not immortal. You're going to live for a while, but you're not immortal. So, like, the decisions you make right now, you have to choose, like, we got that one. Do you want to just go and live?
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Like, I need to get, yeah, because she's like, she has a very specific list. So, like, she got the magistrate dude. She got Wallace. She branded his daughter. That guard guy, a couple of the guards and the captain of the army, whatever, but Ansel gets away and that's who she also wants to get. But, like, the sheriff is gathering everyone in the meeting hall, which is also where they meet for church, and he's running there and she is trying to get to him and ends up getting shot quite a few times.
Well, and at some point they're, like, running through the woods or whatever and she catches up with the sheriff and she's like, you are a decent human being, lay down and you'll be fine. And he's like,
don't make me come for you because I will kill you if I have to.
Yeah, but no, he's like, but my duty is to the town or whatever.
But God will it's like, okay, dude, like, I think out of everyone you were, like, one of the nice few people, like, you would have been fine.
Yeah.
And you decided to, you know, I mean, you're protecting people, so I guess, you know, you did the right thing in theory, but those people sucked.
Yeah, lay down. So, have a little forest nap.
Yeah.
And then go back when it's all over.
Exactly. Go home, take a nap, wake up, and then you just now start in a new town somewhere.
Exactly.
And ta-da, that is it. That's all you need.
It seems perfectly reasonable to me.
That's what I think. I did think it was funny because once Abatha gets shot, right, like, there is a... oh my God, is she going to die thing because he can't heal her. And, you know, they do heal, but they heal very slow. Like, this one was healing very slowly.
Right.
And so Samson's like, all right. And then that whole end part.
I guess I'll have to do it.
Yeah. So he's like conjuring figment, like ghosts, basically, or like the spirits of older, because he kind of mentions what they are at the end, but they're like ancient spirits or something that he conjures. and all the townspeople are shooting at them. Meanwhile, he is lighting the church on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. And Ansel tries to get out because Ansel tackles the sheriff accidentally out of the window. What ends up happening to the sheriff? Like, doesn't Ansel or Samson kill him?
I
don't remember that part.
I can't really remember what happens because at that point, he might kill him. I think he does.
Yeah, something happens and then he takes Ansel. He was like, are you Ansel? And he's like, yep. He's like, all right, let's go. And he's like taking him through the woods. And he ends up being the sacrifice that makes the pawpaw tree in bloom so that they can bring Abatha back and all the wild folk.
Yeah.
And ta-da. Ta-da. Yeah, I was like, okay, this was good. You caused all of this too. You know, we're looking for devils everywhere. So how about you just be the one that helps bring the wild folk back? Thank you so much. Appreciate it, bruh.
Feels good. Feels like a good full circle. And then you just spend the rest of your days hanging out in the forest, and occasionally you lure some men in and you let Samson eat them.
That part was so funny. You get the epilogue in 1972, very many centuries later, she's luring them in. And it was so funny because they just see her and they're like, oh, she's beautiful and she's all alone in the forest. And then they're
all
like,
alone. We will, yes, we'll eat stew with you. That sounds like a good time. And then they like start falling asleep and they're like, ma, legs of a goat.
And she has horns? Like, what's going on?
Didn't see that before. Didn't notice. Who's that over there? And she's just like, oh, that's the devil. Yeah. And that's...
And that's how it ends.
That's the end of the book.
That's how it ends. That was so good.
Yep.
That was it. Are you going to read more Brom books?
I would, yeah. They're all, like, vastly different. I was, like, browsing through his catalog, and, like, I think he's got a rock horror, and he's got...
Is that the one that recently came out, like, the really psychedelic-looking one?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one looked really cool.
Yeah. He's got just, like, a vast... They're all very different. So I would definitely read... I really liked this one. I think the artwork... I don't know if his other books have artwork, but I really liked that aspect of it. And
I would be kind of surprised if they didn't.
I love the cover of this book.
Oh, it's so good.
Beautiful. If I were a tattoo person in that way, I would tattoo it on my body.
Oh, don't even tempt me. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'm ready. Sign me up.
It's really pretty.
It was good. In the vein of, right, this is the best month of the year, favorite month ever, even though spooky time is forever. What are you reading? Because we gave the people recommendations. Are you reading any of those? Did you happen to finish one? What's next?
I have. So I started reading We Are Always Tender with Our Dead, or that's very close to the title, if not the title. And I read the disclaimer page of it, and it's transgressive horror. So transgressive. So you know that it's going to be, like, that whole thing is, like, taking taboo and talking about it. So, like, but every time I think of it, it's always cannibalism, you know? And I'm like, it's fine. It's not great, but, you know, I can get through that.
Been there, seen it.
This one was not that, and I was just like, I'm not in the right headspace. So that one, I don't know that I will be reading. Because it's like, oh... stuff with kids.
Yeah,
necrophilia.
When you told me, it was really dark.
Really not good stuff. So, no, but I did read The Possession of Alba Diaz, and it was great.
Okay, yes.
And then I'm reading This Devouring Light, The Devouring Light, which we talked about last week during my mental breakdown. And I'm listening to King Sorrow by Joe Hill, which comes out at the end of October.
Okay.
And that's interesting so far. It's, like, set in the 80s, I think. And college kids summon a dragon.
Oh, right. Hell yeah. I want to do
but,
that.
Like, a very naughty dragon.
Okay.
So I kind of just started that one. I'm not very deep into it yet, but it's you know, Joe Hill is Stephen King's son, and they have a similar way of story building. Like, this, the book is 900 pages long, so it's going to take me forever to listen to, but it's, I like how into the characters' lives you get, and how many different, like, lines kind of connect and where we're going. So, as of right now, I really like it, but we'll see where it goes.
Awesome. That sounds fun. You got some good ones going there.
So far.
Yeah.
What about you?
So we read Spread Me by Sarah Bailey.
Oh, God. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did do that. I had put it out of my mind.
Also, we finished it, I think, a little bit after recording that episode. So a little bit before October. Yeah. I think we read it before it came out. But that one was really fun. It was so bizarre. It was a good time, though. And you'll never look at sand the same way, for sure.
No.
I'm also reading We Love You, Bunny, which is a sequel to Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing audio, but I actually last night just bought a physical copy because I heard there's an extra chapter in the Barnes & Noble exclusive. And there is a rumor, not a rumor, she confirmed it, there's going to be a third book coming out for this series, which is so cool because I don't know, I haven't done that much like digging into if the sequel was actually planned, like if she had intended to ever write a sequel after the first one. And no matter which way the answer goes, it's such a cool way to do a sequel. Like, I was not expecting it at all, and it was so fun. So nice. That's been a good time. I would recommend the audio because the narrator is pretty cool. But then also, because I have no self-control, when I went to Barnes & Noble last night, I bought... Do you remember seeing that Saga... They're doing these, like, Saga doubles now. I don't know if you've seen those, where it's, like, two books. So, like, they did a Stephen Graham Jones version where it was, like, half The Babysitter Lives, and then you flip it over, and it's another book. And so they did something similar, but it's a horror anthology, and it's day and night. And I just got that. So I was kind of, like, peeking into that, too, which was kind of fun. Yeah.
Oh, I did. We both read The Autumn Springs Retirement Home Massacre,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Old people doing stuff is really fun. I feel like we've just talked about this, but yeah, I liked that book a lot. I think one that I want to pick up that you and I have talked about, I don't think we've talked about it on here, but I want to read Exiles really badly.
Yes.
Hang and on, that's, it's my cat.
Casper one. Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's
No, rubbing, you're fine.
She's literally rubbing her face on the microphone and I just didn't think about it. Here she is. Yeah.
Hello, what a cutie. You're both witches.
Say meow.
So yes, Exiles. I did end up buying, because I wanted to go buy that physically, but I have a hard time when a book is so small, short, like spending $20, $30 on the physical copy.
Yeah.
So I just got the ebook again, because I got the ebook of his first, or his last one. So I was like,
I'm going to pick up the ebook for sure. But yeah, Space Horror, I think it's set on Mars. I want that real bad. And it's short, so it'll be a quick add to my October recount.
I also have been getting the urge to read White Horse. I think I'm going to pick that one up soon by Erica T. Worth, because had it since it came out, didn't read it, read her second book, loved it, and thought, I am so dumb. Why have I not read her first book? So.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I need to read that. I do think before the end of the month, or maybe, you know, on a plane, I'm probably going to do Diavola because it's set in Italy.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's going to make you so angry. If Slewfoot made you angry, you're going to be pissy here.
I'm always angry.
You're going to be very angry. Yeah, that was a good one. I really enjoyed that one, too.
She's circling me like a shark. Sorry, I'm...
She's about to attack.
I'm distracted by my cat, who is definitely going to bite me.
Probably. That's what cats do.
But yeah, it's been a really good Halloween reading season so far. I hope it continues. I keep picking stuff up and then putting it down, and then picking something else up and putting it down, but
yeah, I'm hoping to like really get into it, because I've, you know, been able to do some audio, but to just make sure that I was able to read what we have planned, I like focused on those, so I'm excited to try to do that. And I'm trying to balance, because I know I told you, but one of my friends in real life, we were talking about books, because she was like, oh, there's this audiobook sale, and I got the rest of the Zodiac Academy series.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh yeah, I started I started that series and I never finished. She was like, I need you to read it because I need someone to, in, you know, go into the heartbreak with me. And I was like, all right. So I'm trying to balance doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe. And trying to still read, because I also, like, once I finished with this, I was like, I really want to read You Aren't Meant to Be Human. Like, I really want to pick that one up. But no. I'm torn between that one and White Horse First. So
I think we'll physical see. Book, I might do Blood on Her Tongue next.
Ooh, that I hear that one is really... So because of you, I've been listening to Books in the Freezer a little bit more. So I binged like 4 episodes. And I think that was like a good for her recommendation, kind of, in a way. I forget whose episode it ended up being brought up on, but I want to read that one too really bad.
I don't know. There's just so many things to get to in so little time. I also have a bunch of galleys that I really should try and crank out, but who knows what's going to happen?
We're just wild cards, and the mood reading is strong, so.
It's a problem.
So we'll see. We'll see what we pick up. Tune in 2 weeks, because it is November. We have a fun treat for mostly us. It was fun for us. Hopefully you enjoy it too. We're actually keeping true to our word, and we revisited something we wanted to. And yeah, so hopefully you enjoy it. You can find us on Instagram, Plot Twist I Forgot. You can find our personal bookstagrams in the show notes below, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Goodbye.
Bye.